You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
What do you guys say?
You know, I'd say the one quote that everybody knows from Snakes on a Plane.
Right.
You might be the only person I know who quotes Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of it.
Yeah.
Other than the other I'm tired of these MF and snakes. Yeah. I'm my MF. Yeah.
I got to give you some credit for that.
Thank you, man.
Sam Jackson probably love you.
Thanks. Yeah. Hey, what's going on in the world?
In the news, Boeing's whistleblower is expected to testify today. And I got some good news about crime in Hampton Roads right before I tell you about crime in Hampton Roads.
Right.
News brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More. It's April in time for the annual 420 sale. Check social media for more information. And remember, you can order online at pitbullsmoke.com. For locals by locals. I will start with the good news. It's we're roughly in 100 days into the new year here, and crime is way down in Hampton Roads.
Yeah.
Nice to see. Hampton Roads, is, they said, had already recorded 74 homicides by this time last year. Now we're looking at 44 this year. It's a significant decrease so far.
Is.
They say 40% drop year to date, and it's following a trend across the entire country. They say right now homicides are down 20% across nearly 200 American cities that were part of a study. The cities that are doing well here locally, pretty much homicides down everywhere except for the city of Norfolk, who have one more than they had at this time last year, so they're kind of par for the course. But everybody else down. Portsmouth accounts for a third of all homicides so far in 2024, though. They've seen the most violent.
Without being unfeeling.
Yes.
Given the category.
Yes.
Is it possible
right.
that at some point you reach a tipping point where all of the people in the country that are capable of shooting someone
right.
have finally shot each other often enough that the numbers start to fall off a little bit?
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
They say, though, that every one of us is capable of this. That
down,
it's in you somewhere, and it you just have to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah,
to let the Hulk out.
Yes. Well, one of the they do say that locally that the cities that are doing really well, Newport News and Hampton,
yeah.
They've got a lot of focus because apparently combined they only have 8 homicides so far this year.
Wow! And you know the reputation that Newport News has gotten over the years.
Newport News has a bad reputation over the years. Last year,
parts of it anyway.
Yeah, last year they had a combined 24 at this time.
That's
so
very
substantial drop.
So,
and they said that's driving a lot of our statistics is the drop in homicides.
So that drops the whole area.
Exactly right. So we're doing well in Joe, but again, homicides down everywhere. And yeah, like you said, for the longest time, people referred to Newport News as bad news.
Oh, of course.
So it's nice for them to be able to have a win like that in the headlines. Now I'm going to tell you about crime. In Gloucester, at Gloucester High School that went into lockdown yesterday after a report of a weapon on campus.
Uh-oh.
Happened around 11 a.m. It has since been lifted, so that's good news. The Gloucester County Sheriff's Office said it all started with an argument between multiple co-workers that were construction workers and a father and son.
Construction workers?
Yeah.
Somebody's working on the high school?
They said the one at the report I saw said off the property. But it must have been like right by the school or nearby or something close enough that it's a concern.
Yeah, yeah.
The Gloucester County Sheriff's Office did an investigation. They discovered a loaded gun was in possession of 18-year-old Travis Sental Evans Jr. of Virginia Beach. He's been charged with carrying a firearm, brandishing a firearm while on school property, so he must have been near the school somehow.
Right.
Carrying a concealed weapon, removing, altering, or destroying the serial number on a firearm, and possession of marijuana on public school property. His father, 44-year-old Travis Sental Evans Sr., also got arrested, apparently due to, we don't have the exact details here, but due to his behavior during his son's arrest. Whatever he did got him charged with disorderly conduct.
Okay.
Yep. Around 1 p.m., the school notified parents and everybody that the lockdown had been lifted and that everybody was safe. That's what they wanted to stress. Everybody, no students were harmed. Nothing happened.
Right.
The superintendent said, while the immediate threat has been addressed, we have been actively working with law enforcement to gather more information about the incident. Your child's safety remains our top priority. We'll continue to keep you informed as we receive further updates.
What was the biggest incident in your high school when you were going there?
Oh, man. Not a lot happened when I was there. The biggest time I can remember everybody panicking was we did have one time where there was a suspected somebody on campus that might have had a weapon.
Yeah.
And they locked everybody in their classrooms for a few until they could clear that situation.
You went through one lockdown that was legit.
Yeah, and back then that was still a kind of a new concept.
Right,
that was 2002 or so, 2001, so it was a pretty new concept for us back then. But we all just kind of sat around our classrooms going, what? the hell do we do?
I went to a high school. I went to an inner city high school. It's 40% black, 60% white. Not a lot of Hispanic people. Some.
Yeah.
Not many.
Right.
And somebody distributed racist leaflets in everyone's lockers.
Ooh.
Through the little slots.
Ooh.
And they had to call everybody out of class.
Oh.
To congregate and get this poison out of here.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're all cool with it. Everybody's cool
class.
With each other. Yeah, you know, it's fine with me. Yeah. I don't know. This looks stupid.
Yeah.
Throw
as
it
a
away.
Kid, you're like, okay. Why don't
I
be
just remember, you know, somebody really tried to be a disruptor.
Yeah. A lot of schools do this, the senior prank every year. This might have been one of the biggest disruptions that wasn't a threat. We had one year the senior class did a prank where they strung fishing wire everywhere. Like everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you'd trip and fall?
Stuff. Yeah. Well, their idea being people would just walk into it and get caught up and ha
yeah,
ha ha.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it resulted in a lot of people not seeing it tripping, falling. Yeah, it became a huge thing. And so they had to shut everything down for a little bit while they took all that down. Yeah. And they were furious about it. They actually, I think that was the year they said no more senior pranks. Because they kind of let it slide because they were harmless.
Yeah, ours were smoke bombs.
Yeah.
Which in today's world would never fly.
No, never.
Back then, you recognized it was a harmless smoke bomb.
Yeah.
Somebody threw smoke bombs in the garbage cans.
Right. Yeah, I don't think.
And now it's, you know, high alert.
High alert, man.
And with good reason. Don't
of
misunderstand.
Course, yes, without
I'm
a doubt.
Downplaying that.
But either way. Somebody else who's on high alert, Boeing. Boeing having a heck of a day. They're back in the headlines because they've got back-to-back hearings today as Congress looks into allegations of safety failures with the aircraft manufacturer.
I understand they're taking the train to the hearings.
Yeah, they're Ubering.
They're not to fly.
Yeah.
Oh, we're riding the Greyhound in from Seattle.
They say at the first hearing they're going to have members of an expert panel, that's how they're described, that say they found serious flaws in Boeing's safety and the culture there. The other one, at the second hearing, will feature a Boeing engineer who claims that the sections of the 787 Dreamliner jets are not properly fastened. This is that whistleblower we talked about.
Right,
so they're not properly fastened, could eventually just break apart in midair. The whistleblower's lawyer says Boeing ignored his concerns and prevented him from trying to talk to experts about it. The whistleblower, Sam Sale, sent documents to the FAA. They are investigating the quality and safety of Boeing's manufacturing process.
As they should.
Yep. And he's scheduled to testify today before a Senate investigation subcommittee.
Do we know when he left the company?
How long ago are these suspected bad airplanes?
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that you should know all this stuff.
No, I don't have it in front of me, but I could probably find that information. Yeah. I want to say it was a few years ago that he left. I mean, I feel like
these planes are older.
Yeah.
And none of them so far has fallen apart, which, you know, makes me feel better because I'll be riding in one of them again coming up here in a couple months.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Got plans.
Yeah, lawmakers are looking for all records about manufacturing of the 787 and 777 planes. That's short for the 777.
Right.
And they're looking for any safety concerns, complaints that Boeing employees raised, any of the contractors. If they was out there, the Senate wants them.
Okay.
So they want to look at all of them.
All right.
The company, though, of course, pushing back on this, saying any questions about the structural integrity are complete fabrications.
Yeah.
They said that they have been through rigorous FAA testing and that they are just fine. Regardless of that, United Airlines yesterday cut its aircraft delivery expectations for the year with Boeing. Instead of, they were supposed to receive, I think, 183 planes total from them in 2024.
Right.
Now we're only going to get 61.
Wow.
We're cutting that down a significant amount.
Wow.
They said they plan to lease more Airbuses instead.
Oh, here it goes.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem for them. But that's moving forward a little bit. They're going to have to push that off a little bit because they're just now making the orders. But that they're still going to add to their fleet with more Airbus stuff.
But it sounds like you just said lease.
Yeah.
So they generally buy these things.
Yeah.
So
the
lease makes it sound like it would be temporary to cover the shortage.
Maybe that's true. Because, I mean, Boeing has had to dial back their manufacturing as well while they deal with all this. Mm-hmm. So either way, they're looking at other options. United earlier this month posted they postponed their quote-unquote investor day, where they do a bunch of their stuff with the investors and try to hype them up on everything happening. They were scheduled for May, but they postponed that because their, quote, entire team is focused on cooperating with the FAA to review our safety protocol.
Good.
The airline said, yeah, I thought it was a good idea, too.
I'm good with this.
The airline said it would have reported a profit for the quarter if it didn't have that pesky $200 million hit they took when they temporarily had to ground all those MAX 9s.
Yeah.
So they're not happy. And neither will other people be. If there's some predictions here from airline experts, if they turn out to be right, good luck reclining your seat if you fly an economy from now on. A report is saying that airlines want seats to get lighter so they use less jet fuel, and the lightest ones that there are don't recline.
No.
Because they don't have the extra parts.
No mechanical parts,
yeah.
Right.
So they say that within a decade, the only seats that will recline could be in business or first class.
You know, as a person that flies with some regularity, I don't see it as a big deal.
I don't either.
In the regular seats, almost rarely has anybody reclined in front of me.
I'm a big guy, and I don't recline when I fly. Granted, I don't do it often, but even I don't. Yeah. But I will say I could stand for the seat's default position to be tilted back just a little more.
That's in this story.
Oh, I didn't see that version.
Yeah,
they're going to adjust
They're calling them pre-reclined.
Okay. So it's already
going to come with a little bit of a lean.
Okay.
It's going to have a little pitch back.
All right. Yeah. See, and I'm fine with that. Give me a little bit just so I can get more comfy. And I'm good to go. That's all I need. But I'm like you. I don't really ever feel the need to recline it all the way.
It's just not a practical matter.
Well, and as a guy whose knees are in his throat when he flies, I always feel bad for the person behind me.
If we're sitting in the good seats, I'm reclining that bitch.
Well, if you got that space.
It's meant to be.
Yeah. The comfort.
I got to sleep on this thing, man.
Yeah. Especially if it's a long flight, you know, going to Europe or something.
Exactly.
You'll probably. Did you sleep on your last flight to Europe?
The last two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't
overnights.
Sure. Yeah.
No, the first one I had air miles. I got the laydowns.
Ooh.
Lay flat.
Dude, how was that?
Yeah. Oh, bouge. And by the way, fantastic. Save your money and do it.
Yeah, yes. I bet it was bouge.
I don't know if it's worth the medium tier, like premium economy versus lay flats, which are, you know, Delta One or whatever, you know, airline you fly.
Yeah, okay.
But it's pretty spanky.
All right, that's cool.
Highly recommend. But you can still sit. You can still sleep sitting up. You just need a couple hours.
Okay, fair. I've never tried to do that, but I love the idea of a lay down seat. But see, for me, that involves a whole other thing, because I have a CPAP machine and I gotta, you know.
True that.
They're not
plugging that in. I'm just telling you.
There are portable ones you can buy,
but
they're all like $1,200, $1,500.
Right. This is going to ruin your vacation.
Yeah, it's really going to. And nobody wants me snoring on the plane while we're driving, while we're flying to Europe.
Right?
Yeah. That's going to keep everybody awake, and I also might stop breathing. So there's that.
Noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah, good call. Good call. Speaking of in your headphones. So when you near me, darling, that would be the dulcet tones of ABBA. ABBA, right. Blondie, and Notorious B.I.G. albums from them are entering the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. They're among the 25 titles announced yesterday that have been selected for preservation as, quote, defining sounds of the nation's history and culture. And if ABBA doesn't do it for you, hold on, I got another defining sound for you. Little Biggie for you. See, look, I knew that would get Rena going with her hip-hop mode today.
Yeah.
She's all
I wear a backwards hat one time.
Well, and rap before the show starts.
Yes. Okay, well,
You kind of did that to yourself.
Yeah, and in Hampton Roads, that just means you're driving a boat.
Yeah.
Turn your cap on backwards and pilot the boat. Let's go.
Oh, man. Yep. ABBA's 1976 album, Visitors, is getting a treatment. So is Blondie's 1978 Parallel Lines.
Yeah.
And Notorious B.I.G.'s 1994 album, Ready to Die.
Wow.
Albums from The Cars, The Chicks, and Green Day are also entering the registry. And a Gene Autry, 1949, of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, that's the classic one that everybody knows.
And there's some other classics with Johnny Mathis, Bill Withers, a few others
too.
Which classic names? Bill Withers, to me, and I understand at his time he was a big-time artist. I argue that today he's one of the most underappreciated artists out there in classic
music. Yeah, maybe
music.
So.
Yeah. He's fantastic. I've never heard a Bill Withers song I didn't like. So I think he's fantastic.
He's a great story.
Yeah. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, while we're talking music, will announce its 2024 inductees on ABC's American Idol on April 21st.
Oh, really?
Jumping the shark there.
Yeah.
American Idol.
Yep. The broadcast will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This year's nominees are Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Eric B. and Rakim, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Jane's Addiction, Kool and the Gang, Lenny Kravitz, Oasis, Sinead O'Connor, Ozzy Osbourne, Sade, and A Tribe Called Quest. That is quite the...
There's a hell of a lineup going
on
there.
That's a hell of a lineup.
How about when Lionel Richie and the others start to weigh in on whether they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, man. By the way...
That's a no from me, dog.
In case you were curious, the Dave Matthews Band was leading the fan votes before polling closed on Monday with more than 586,000 votes.
Really?
Yep, Dave Matthews Band.
Wow.
He's got a lot of fans.
Go Charlottesville.
He's got a He's got a lot of fans. They're out there. Mostly cloudy today with a high near 81. South wind 6 to 9 miles per hour. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. And cloudy and becoming partly cloudy with a low around 63 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 84. 58 at last check. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.